Always a schuss to be together. Prepare for Heilig Shabbos Kodesh. We're not just preparing for Shabbos Kodesh tonight. You know, we're preparing for a very special time in the year, which we'll get to in a few moments. First of all, we just have to mention, you know, obviously today was again a day that was full of Nisyonis, full of Churban. And I say again because it feels like time and time again recently that we're just waking up and hearing news of tragedy, of difficulty for our brothers, for our sisters. And I'm not talking much about, we're still in the midst of it, and we're still finding out and still davening and hoping that we're going to hear more news of Geula and Yeshua, Bez Hashem Baruch, even in this dark hour. But again, it's a reminder, I think, to each and every one of us. You know, this happened, we know, imagine 1:30 in the morning, everybody's just asleep in their apartments, and a whole building just to collapse. It's can't even imagine, can't even understand, can't fathom. But again, I think it's at least the chizik, the zayrus, obviously we have to be davening for the families and for the people. But the Chizuk HaZayiris is again a reminder to make the most of every single moment that we have in this world. That we have no idea what the next moment's going to bring. And all that we have is today. All that we have is now. We can't procrastinate. We have to make the most of every single day in our learning, in our davening, in our relationships with each other, with our families, with our friends. Make sure that we're living not meaningful lives, but meaningful days. Because every day is so precious. Every single day is precious. And this time is precious. It's a little bit bittersweet to start this Torah tonight because it started a few summers ago, going away for the summer. You know, for years, this year, when we started this year, for the first 10 years, 12 years, whatever length it's been going on, for the first many, many years, it went straight through the summer. We didn't stop like other yeshivas. You know, we had no ben hazmanim. No ben hazmanim. It's a night to be kaveyitim l'Torah, and might be that the chevra changed a little bit over the summer. Certain chevra was away, and certain chevra was home. You know, meaning, but we went straight. And then a few summers ago, I was brought to be the Rav of Kamtina, and haven't yet. You know, maybe the teleporter figured out. You know, Vanguard Shlita figured out how to be in two places at once. I haven't figured that out yet. I'm not. You know, I was with him the other night by Chasana. I'm sure you guys were also somewhere with him. But Lamaisa. He hasn't told me a secret yet, so for the summer we're not going to be around to give this very, which to me this time in the week is a very, very special, it's precious. It's time to learn together with Heilige Talmidim who want to learn, who want to grow, who come late at night in Erev Shabbos Kodesh. It's one of the few chesronos that I look at going for the summer is not being able to give this shir. Could be it will happen a few times over the summer back for chasanas, but the next 3 weeks is Bein HaMetzarim, there's no chasanas, so I don't know what's going to be, but it could be we won't have shir again till the summer's over, and we'll have it in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, Meretz Hashem, sooner than that, hopefully, even Bez Hashem is Baruch. L'maisa, let's learn. You know, we're preparing tonight, again, not just for Shabbos, but for Zman of Bein HaMetzarim. This upcoming Sunday, Shivas Batamas. We're davening will be nepach, miyagon l'simcha, will be a zman of geula. But we have to prepare to understand this zman. To understand this time period and what our avodah is. Because of course this is a zman of churban, it's a zman of avelus. Time of mourning, we're going to be fasting on Sunday. And we have certain halachos of the 3 weeks that begin, and then the halachos of the 9 days. But there has to be some internal avodah. It's not just to go through the motion and fast and go through the motion and not listen to music and eventually not eat meat and not do laundry. It has to be much deeper than that. You know, the Sefer Yetzirah brings down that every single month is keneged an ois in the Aleph Beis. You know, the Aleph Beis is the creation of the world. everything in the world happened through the Aleph Beis, because the Aleph Beis is the foundation of Torah, and it's Dakal Baraisa Baralma. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. So what really created the world? The Aleph Beis, because the Aleph Beis creates the letters that form the words that ultimately was the blueprints of the world. So every month, the Sefer Yetzirah explains, has a letter that's connected that month. And so, obviously, it's something very deep. You know, B'nai Sasra brings this down to the beginning by every month. So Tammuz is the letter, the Ois Ches. And the Av, and obviously Tammuz and Av are very much interconnected. Obviously, the Zman of Pein HaMitzarim starts in the middle of Tammuz and goes 9 days into Av. Av is the Ois Tes. So if you take Tammuz and Av together, what do you have? You have Chet. You have Chet, you have Sin. And B'nai Sosra teaches us that Tamarami is to us the Zman of, as we say in Eicha, Chet Chata Yerushalayim. It is not just merely, you know, it's not merely a Zman of Avelos, of mourning, of Churban, of commemorating tragedy and destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and all the calamities that have occurred throughout all our history. But it's to look internally and recognize there's a reason behind that. It was us that are responsible for that. It was our chataim. Come. Here it is. It was our chataim. You can come if you want. Whatever. And it is our chataim. It was and it is. And we have to take a chrayas. We have to take responsibility. Chazal tell us, kol dar shelo nivna beis hamikdash biyamav ki lenechrav. Not just something that happened 2,000 years ago. That the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We have to look at it as if it's destroyed again. Because if it hasn't been rebuilt, that means we haven't done our part. That means we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. That means we're Baal Avera. That we're there are chaton that we need to fix. And we have to take responsibility for that. So when we sit on the floor in Tisha B'Av, and prior to that we fast already Shabbat Tammuz, and we go through all these halachos of the 3 weeks and then the 9 days, it's in order not just to have that avelus on the outside, but internally recognize there's a reason why there's churban and it's me. And I have to do more. Am I doing my part in bringing gula, in bringing binyan? Because it hasn't happened yet. That's chait. By the way, you know, most people think the ikkar of the Zman is Tisha B'Av, and the culmination in the month of Av is like the most difficult month of the year. And in a certain way it is, obviously. But you know, it's interesting. I'll start with just some deep Torah. The month of Tammuz, first of all, is the beginning of it all. It's Shivas B'Tammuz, and the beginning, the Haskala of that destruction. But more than that, you know, every single month, besides for having a letter, also has a tzeref of Shem Havaya. I mean, every month has a compilation of the letters Yudke Vavke that rule over that month, that determine that month. And it's based on a pasuk. So Tammuz is actually the only month that's completely backwards. Meaning, Hey Vav, Hey Yud. Right? Which month is exactly Beseder? The month of Nisan, which is a pasuk of Yismichu Hashemayim V'Sagel Aretz. When Shema Vaya is in order, it's the most Rachmim. And the month of Nisan was Geulah, was Pesach, was Seder. When Shema Vaya, the name of Hashem, is backwards, it's the most din. It's the most judgment. That's the month of Tammuz. It's the pasuk of Zeh Einenu Shav Ali from the Megillah, which is Sofei Tevos Hei Vav Hei Yud. The month of Av isn't completely backwards. The month of Av is actually Hei Vav, which is the end of Shem Havaya backwards. The beginning of the month is backwards, but then it's Yud Hei actually. It's Hei Vav, Yud Hei. Because from two Bav on is already a Zman of Simcha and Geula, and we're hoping that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av, and we're looking for good things already. So if you look at it like that, Tammuz is full of more din than even of. In fact, Tammuz, we know, is the month we just said is the Ois Ches. And Av is the Ois Tes. Tes by alone is for Toiv. The first test in the entire Torah was Toiv. Yair Lakim Kitov. Right? The Toiv. Tes actually represents Toiv. It's sometimes a hidden Toiv. You know, Tes is nine. It takes 9 months to have a child. And Lamaisa, you go through a pregnancy, and that pregnancy is full of trial and tribulation and sometimes some difficulty. But ultimately it's a lead to having a child, having a birth. It's very beautiful. It's Toiv. So the ches of chet is the ikar ra. The test alone can be some good. It's already we're leading to, which we'll understand a little deeper in a few moments. And that's the month of Av. I mean, the month of Tammuz. Meaning the month of Tammuz is the most din. We have to recognize that. But it's not just to recognize and feel din. It's to feel din in order to recognize that I have to do tshuva. That if there's din in the world, and there was din in the world today, again, in Miami, means we're not doing enough. And do some serious introspection and be real and be honest. In the month of in the Shavuos HaBetamiz, we know it's Chet HaEgel. Right? Chet HaEgel. So what was Chet HaEgel? Was a terrible, terrible Chet. Chet HaEgel was a Chet that we're mamish feeling still today. If you learn Nefesh HaChaim explains Mamish what occurred in this world, how Adam Rishon at first was created in like perfection, full of Kedusha and Tahara, and then he had the Chet of Eit Hadas, and he brought Pagam into the world, he was Nifgam and brought, Mamish fell tremendously. And then it took a long time until we got to Har Sinai, and what happened by Har Sinai? Mamish Tahara again. Pascha Zumasan, all the Zuma, all the Tuma like was stopped. And then right away Chet HaEgel and all came back. And we're still till today trying to get our way out of that. That was Chet HaEgel. But at the same time we have a Gemara about Chet HaEgel. Because the idea is not just to fall into Tammuz and think this is all din and destruction and it's terrible. That's an impetus to what? To do tshuva. And if you look in the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, Dalad and Beis, Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, Lo Asu Yisrael Se'egel, El Elitoin Pischom Pele Bale Tshuva. The whole point of Chet HaEgel, you think, how could it be that they could do Chet HaEgel, Dardea, they left Mitzrayim? It was to remind us, there's a concept of Tshuva, Tshuva L'Rabim. In other words, the whole, and that was Tammuz. So the whole Avodah of Tammuz is not just to fall into depression from the din, but to be mechazik from the din. To realize, yes, it's a zman of judgment, it's a difficult time in the calendar for the Jewish nation, but that means I have to do introspection and I have to do more. And to look internally, look in the mirror. Let's be real, there's plenty we all can fix. Where's my chet that I need to work on? That I want to bring geula? Because I haven't built the Beis HaMikdash yet. It's not here. And there's Tammuz Svarim bring down. If you look at the Tammuz could be Rashi Tevos for Zmane Tshuva Mamash Mishim Abon. Times of Tshuva are now and they're coming. In other words, it's a Zman of Chizik and Tshuva to work on ourselves, to grow. You know, it's also brought down each month is connected another one of the Shvatim. So who's for the month of Tammuz? According to the Golem, the way that the encampment was, it's for Reuven. Now we know famously Chazal tell us that Reuven was the first to do tshuva. So it's very beautiful. Reuven was the first to do tshuva. Tammuz, we're saying, is the zman of tshuva that we're supposed to be mechazik ourselves from all the judgment of Tammuz and work on ourselves, mechazik myself, and be more. And whatever, by the way, in any area, that's for you to figure out. But here's something we have to understand deeply tonight, Chavra. Chazal says that Reuven was the first to do tshuva. And we've spoken about this before in a different light, but was Reuven really the first to do tshuva? There's a medrash There's a medrash. There's a medrash that Reuven. There's a medrash that Reuven wasn't the first to do tshuva. There's a medrash that Cain did tshuva. Cain did tshuva after he killed Hevel. There's another chazal that other Marishan did tshuva. We sing and we say Mizmashir Yamash Toiv Leidus Lashem. That was written, chazal say, by. We think it's written by David HaMelech. It was rewritten by David HaMelech. It was really from Adam Rishon. After what? After he did tshuva by the chet of Eit Hadas, and he said, "Toiv loydos Hashem, olzam al shimcha lag ba'beiker chazdecha v'munoscha ba'leilos." That you're here still, you still are with me, Hashem, even in the darkest of hours. So Adam Rishon did tshuva. Cain did tshuva. So what's the medrash mean? Reuven was the first to do tshuva. Some chaver remembers we've spoken about this before. Maybe for another time, we'll remind everyone. It's had a beautiful idea from Rabbi Yamin Yudin Shlita on this. But I'm going to go in a different direction tonight. And what does it mean that Reuven was the first to do tshuva? Because it's through that we can understand the tshuva of this month. Because of this, Lefida de Golem is the month of Reuven, the month of Tammuz. We have to do a Reuven de Ketshuva. And obviously, there was something different about the tshuva of Reuven that was never done before. Different than Adam's tshuva, different than Cain's tshuva. Something new. Vayashav Reuven al Abar, and those words. So ready, Chevra? I'm going to develop something very deep that I hope we're ready to learn. You know, Sfas Emes Eligigai Rebbe explained by the name Yehuda. Explained by Yehuda that if you look at the name Yehuda, it's Shem Havaya, Mamish Peseder, Yud Kei Vav Kei, with a Dalad thrown in. It's Shem Havaya surrounding a Dalad. So the Sfas Emes explains, the Sfas Emes found the Pashas Vayigash. And is a Yehuda, what's Pshat? The Dalad represents Dol. Dol means I'm impoverished, I'm low. Which, by the way, is also Tammuz and Av. You know, you understand of the we speak about this. We spoke about this last week. We mentioned this last week. The Seraph of Adnas Bemiloi, right? Tammuz and Av is dull. So that's Dalad. But it's Dalad surrounded by Havaya, surrounded by the Eibishter. What's Pshat? Yehuda understood that I'm nothing without the Eibishter. If I take away the Eibishter, I'm dull. I'm nothing. I'm impoverished. I'm the lowest of low. But Yehuda understood I'm surrounded by the Eibishter, and that's what gives me all the koyach in the world. That's Yehuda. That's what Sfas Emes says. The Hilga Vaidus Yisrael. The Hilga Vaidus Yisrael, the Kashat Magid. In Parshas Kedoshim. He says the same Yisoid by David. In a little bit of a different light. The name David, David HaMelech, is two Dalits. He says, B'pnimius, B'chitzoinius, he's surrounded. Mamish bechitzonius surrounded. Not, we'll get to pnimius in a minute. Bechitzonius, he's surrounded by Dalad. David HaMelech understood he's dull. He's nothing on the outside in begashmi. But pnimi, why is he anything? Because he has a vav in the middle. And the vav is kushta. The vav, the Zohar says, is truth. The vav is Eivishter. The vav is the Rabbi Nishalom. It's the straightest letter. It's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. I like to understand it based on the Hilga Vav Torah. Some of the Chevra maybe learned, we learned together the Hilga Vav Torah. I'm trying to remember who the Shil Pinchas on Purim bring down this Torah from. I don't remember who he quotes. I'd like to say it's Rav Shimshon Ostropoli because such an incredible Torah has to be from him, but don't quote me on that. We'll have to look it up after in the Sefer. Right? So he says as follows, what's the letter Vav? How's the letter Vav, Eibishter? How's and our relationship to the Eibishter, which is David? So we know Vav could have three different milois. Vav could be Vav Vav, right? If you pronounce Vav, it could be Vav Vav. It could be Vav Aleph Vav. And it could be Vav Yud Vav. Vav Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, Vav Yud Vav. Vav Vav is Gematria. What's Vav Vav Gematria? 12, which is the Shiftei Kaz, B'nai Yisrael. What's Vav Aleph Vav Gematria? 13. 13 is Echad. is the Eibishter. What's Vav Yud Vav Begmatria?
22,
which are the Oisiyos of the Aleph Beis, which we already mentioned tonight, which is the makeup of the Torah, which is Torah. Yisrael Kutchabrichi Veraisa Chadi. Yisrael, 12, Vavav, Kutchabrichi, 13, Echad, Veraisa and Torah, 22, which are the letters of the Aleph Beis. Chadi, it's all one. Meaning what? If we want to be with Hashem, we have the ability through Torah. In other words, but our relationship with Hashem is therefore founded within that letter Vav. The three Vavs, the three Biluyim, Vav times 3 is 18, which that's how we have Chai, V'chai Behem. V'chai Behem through all this. I'm going to go further. Behem is 47. What's 22 plus 13 plus 12? 47. Through all the Miluyim is Behem. So V'chai Behem. Okay, we can keep it going if you want, but no, we'll stop there for now. Because that's, if you open up a Megillah Esther, the first letter in the Megillah is a Vav, the last letter in the Megillah Esther is a Vav, the middle letter is a Vav. Those are the three Vavs, because the whole Megillah is teaching us Yisrael Kutchabricha V'raisa Chadi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always by our side when we connect to Torah. That's the whole Megillah is teaching us. You gotta bring Purim into everything, you know, Chaver. Moed Chashuv. You never can forget Purim. Anyways, that's David. David is dull with a Vav in the middle, because that Vav represents Yisrael Kutchabrichi V'raisa Chadi. That Vav represents our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but without that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm dull, I'm nothing. I'm nothing without Eibishter. Nothing. We could live a day without the Eibishter, without, what do we have? We all day are thinking and our heart is in Miami, Florida. You have a Rabbi Mirzov walks in, and I can't imagine what your heart is like. I don't know if you know people that live in this building even. But Lemaisa, our heart is in Miami. So how are we functioning today? How are we coming together to learn Torah even now? We're functioning, because we know there's an Eibishter, and we're broken. But we know there's an Eibishter, we know the Eibishter runs the Welt, and we know the Eibishter has reasons, and we know the Eibishter is running everything that's going on, and in the end, all going to be okay. Because the Eibishter runs the world. And we're nothing. We're dull. You don't have, if you don't live like that, what do you have? You have nothing. Then you're only dull. That's David. But when you understand this, let's understand now deeper. Let's see. Let's get back to what we're talking about. Remember, we're trying to build and understand. Get back to our question: what the tshuva of Reuven was, and what our avoida for Bein Hametzarim is, what our avoida for Tammuz is. So just like Yehuda. David HaMelech eventually came generations later and similarly understood that he's dull without Shem Abayu, without Rabban Shalom, and we have to understand the same. Which means what, Chevra? Which means our whole avoid is to be with Hashem. Now David HaMelech, we know also, there's discussion. I say discussion because we're not, as Chazal is different, but seemingly it seems that he did something wrong. When he took Bathsheba, right? We all know the story. And he sent away her husbands and he did something wrong. And at the same time, he did tshuva. He did tshuva. And he says, Chatosi LaHashem. He says, Chatosi. And the same Gemara that we just quoted that says the Egel of Tammuz was all in order to teach Litam Pischam Pele Bali Tshuva. So too the same Gemara is said by David HaMelech. So too by David HaMelech, that it was all the Pischam Pele Tshuva. In fact, it's even stronger. It says as follows, Amar B'yoynis of Maidich Tzivot on Heyam and Aleph and Abed Zara. Ne'um David ben Yishai ve'ne'um HaGever Hukam Ol. David and Ben Yishai says, "Who come old? They like lift up and establish this old. What is that? Noam David Ben Yishai shehekim ola shel tshuva. That he established this old of tshuva. He was mechazek this in strength of tshuva. He brought tshuva into the world. And the Gemara here says basically that the Chet Egel was to teach tshuva l'rabim, and David HaMelech with Bathsheba was to teach tshuva." Liyachid. To teach us is a concept of tshuva. Don't say I'm lost. Because there was a David HaMelech also sinned and did tshuva. So I could, Vada could do tshuva. And when we do something wrong, as a tzibur, there was chet egel. There's always hope. But we have to understand it deeper, Chavar. You ready? Rav Shor brought down from the Beis Yaakov of Alexander. Chavar, we're more familiar often with the Beis Yaakov Vishvitz, with the Mishloach's son. But this is Beis Yaakov of Alexander, Yaakov Aaron Alexander. And he says as follows. We come, each and every one of us, and when we want to do tshuva, let's think back to Yom Kippur time. How many times we clap al chet? Time and time and time again. 10 times through all Yom Kippur, we're al chet, shechem. Same ones. Asham, the Magana, Gadana. When we do tshuva, we have to do mamash so much tshuva. Non-stop saying we're sorry. Mamash over and over, we feel like we didn't do good enough yet. We didn't have enough kavana yet. And it doesn't have to just be Yom Kippur time. There's something in our lives we're trying to be metakin. Lo aleinu, we're nichshol in shmir seinayim. We're nichshol in shmir sabris. We're nichshol in bittul Torah and lashon hara. And we actually get our act together and want to do tshuva. It's like, I never feel like it's enough. You got to mamish non-stop. So Beit Yaakov, yes, I don't understand. That's what we need to do. David HaMelech, he says, one time, Chatasi Lashem, one time I sinned, Nosan Anav, he says, you're good. Forgiven. Suffered a little bit. Forgiven. So Beit Yaakov explains, we have to feel this, even though we're not a David HaMelech, we're not a Yehuda, but we have to feel this. He says the difference is as follows. When David Melch sinned, afterwards he realized, I mamish did such destruction, and I don't even deserve to be here anymore. I mamish deserve it. You know, when he said Chatas L'Hashem, by the way, read the Navi over there in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Yud Aleph, I'm going to say. It's like Nassan already told him, all your mamish lost out so much, and you're going to have generations that are going to stand up against you. And he ended up losing his child, right? Like, and he said, Chatasi Lashem. I realized I did so much destruction from this sin. I realized I mamish destroyed my purpose in this world. I mamish did bad. He really felt that. What happens when we do tshuva? Let's be real. We're just afraid of being punished, or we feel guilt. I feel guilt. I don't want to feel the guilt. So I want to, instead of feeling the guilt that I feel, I want to say I'm sorry so that I could feel good about myself. It's not even about that. Do we really feel that we had such churban? Do we really feel that we uprooted our purpose in this world? But if our whole entire essence is only that I exist in my relationship with Hashem, I exist if I stand up for Hashem, my havaya, my vav, my without that I'm dull, I'm nothing. And I just took away when I sin. What do I do when I sin? You know what I sin? I spit in God's face. And I'm saying, you don't exist. And I care about the me. I'm caring about the me. And what's the me? The me is dull. The me is nothingness. And after the fact, true tshuva should be, the Beis Yaakov says, where I mamish feel that I don't even deserve to exist anymore. I don't even deserve to exist anymore. And this is what David HaMelech was able to feel and understand, the Beis Yaakov says. And that's why it's David HaMelech teaches us how to do tshuva. And that's why it's David HaMelech, all he has to say one time, Chatasi L'Hashem. He got it. He understood it. But he wasn't the first. The first was Reuven. And Reuven got it the same way. You see it beferish. The Sfasema says it in Parshas Vayeshev. In these words. What happened? Vayashev Reuven el Abar. I meant to bring a Bereshis here. It's missing. Okay. Reuven goes. And what happens when he gets to the bar? He gets to the pit to pull out Yosef. He sees Yosef's not there. He tears his clothing. He mamish. And that's the moment that the Medrash says it's the first place of tshuva in the Torah, because he realizes maybe all this was because he messed up and he switched the beds, and I am the Beis Halevi, and I understand a little deeper. I'm not going to get into it right now, but that was the Zman where he realized, I messed up, maybe I'm the purpose behind this. I destroyed the whole world because I destroyed one of the Shvatim, basically. And he says these words, Hayeled einenu. Not only is the child not there, V'ani ana ani ba. Where am I going to be anymore? Meaning, he said, V'ani ana ani ba. Where am I going to come? Who am I anymore? I've just destroyed my existence. Listen to the words of Zasemes. Isa de Ruvain pasach b'tshuva t'chila. The Medrash says that Ruvain started tshuva. So you have Shabbat Shuva from Hoshea, which was a descendant of Ruvain. Ulchein Hoshea, he says, hey, Ulchein Hoshea Anavi, Shabame Ruvain pasach gamke b'tshuva. Kizu tshuva shlema, she'enu moti lo shum makom, u'metzias ba'ilam al yideh chet. This is tshuva shlema that we don't find in other places. This is the tshuva of Reuven that Cain didn't have, and that Hevel didn't. They said tshuva the way we say tshuva. They did tshuva the way we do tshuva. I'm sorry. I feel bad. I have guilt. I don't want to be punished. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Please. I want to feel good about myself again. Our tshuva is more about us than Hashem. Let's be real. Our tshuva is more about us than Hashem. It's what Hashem's going to do for us. It's how we feel. It's more about us than Hashem. Hefresh b'neim. Ki be'emes b'al tshuva. What's an emes dik b'al tshuva? Like a Reuven dik b'al tshuva. She'odea chet. Who understands that when I sinned, ein lo mokum az Hashem. Ain lo makum, period. Ain lo makum. I don't deserve a place in this world anymore. I've uprooted my purpose in life. I go and allow myself to look at my phone and my computer and see things that mamish, the lowest of the low, the most disgusting things in the world. Ain lo makum. I don't have a place anymore. I go through the day, I just waste all day. Bittul Torah is serious stuff. And I don't learn b'chlal, I don't learn anything close to what I should be learning. Ein lo makum. I'm speaking Lashon Hara, I don't have the proper midos. You know, Baruch Hashem, we're back. A lot of us who've been in yeshiva all year, we're back with our families a lot more. How are we treating people? How are we treating our parents? How are we treating our siblings? And if not, ein lo makum. I don't deserve to exist. That's the tshuva of Reuven. Va'ani ano ani ba. That was the tshuva of David HaMelech. And that's this month. That's real tshuva. That's the tshuva we need in Tammuz when we face din again. We don't face din just to be sad. God doesn't want any of us to be sad. God wants each and every one of us to be besimcha. So why does He put us through another Bein HaMetzarim? Why are we going to be fasting on Sunday? Get rid of it this year. We've had enough tzaras. We went through a Meron, went through a Karlin stolen, went through COVID. We have today already enough. We had today in Miami. Zeh, enough. So let's just have simcha. No. Because we didn't get the message. It's not the message of Avelus. The Avelus is there to spur on the tshuva. And have we done tshuva? And be real, this year, have we gotten the message from the tragedies of this year? Who here could say that I'm a different person because of what happened to Meron? Am I a different person today? What tshuva did I do? Yes, we did introspection at the time. We were mechazik time. We learned to Leila Nishma's people maybe. But am I a different person? Did I look into my deepest soul and find the place of Ein Lo Makom that I need to fix? And we're going to enter into this Zman of Avelos, which is again to remind us of all the tragedies of this past year, of last year, and all of history. For what? To be sad? Not to be sad. To do tshuva. Read the Rambam, Michos Tshuva. Read the Rambam, Michos Tainis, what it's all for. And what type of tshuva? Tshuva to recognize when I do a chait. It's mamish churban. It's ein lo makum. I don't deserve to be here anymore. I'm uprooting my whole purpose, my whole essence. But to do tshuva and realize that I could get it all back. I mean, we don't just stop here in Lama. You know, if you read this Vas Emes, it's very not the way we talk here usually, right? Meaning we try. We try to be mechazik in a positive way. And here we're giving like a very intense mussar of what a chait is. First of all, sometimes we need that once in a while. It's important. It's not a bad thing either. Not everything is flowery and fun and games. And we have to be real. We have to be serious of what it is when we mess up and we don't live up to who we're supposed to be. But then he says, that's not over. There is chizuk. The chizuk is to recognize that if I do tshuva, I feel as doinus nasa kischuyos. I can turn it all around. That's the tshuva of David HaMelech, the tshuva of Reuven. The tshuva is recognized as still that opportunity of tshuva, the biggest gift in the world. And I can fix it all. I can fix it all. Every little thing. We're never lost. And that's what this man is for. It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that all Svarim point to when discussing these days, the days of Tammuz, the days of Ben HaMetzarim. The pasuk in Perek Vav, pasuk Yiral, says, "El ginas egos yiradati." Now, it's a obvious Shir HaShirim. This is meant on deep levels, but just on pasuk pshat, "El ginas egos," to the garden of a nut, of an egos, a walnut. Yiradati, I went down. Ginas is Gematria 453, Gimel Nun Tav. It's exactly Gematria of Thomas. Egos, we know it's always Merames on Chet, right? Rosh Hashanah, the minog is not to have any egos, not to have any nuts. Because egos is Gematria Chet. It's interesting, very famously, you know, people question it, because egos is actually Gematria 17, which is Ches Tes, without the Aleph. Right? Egos. Now maybe it makes even more clarity. Because Ches Tes, we said, Ches is the Ois of Tamas and Tes is the Ois of Vav. It's Chet without the Aleph. So that's Egos. That's the Zman. That's the Zman. Obviously that's where you talk about Koilo, but anyways. Which is also the 17th of Tamas. Shiva of Tamas, which is Gematria Egos. The beginning of that all. Egos. Ginas Egos. Ginas Gematria Tamas, Egos 17, which is Chet, which is Shivas B'Tamas. But remember, that's also Toiv. Toiv is Gematria 17. Because the Avoida is to take all of that din and all of that Chet and be Nepach with Tshuva. And then it's Toiv, it's the most beautiful Toiv. And this is what the Gemara in Chagiga tells us. Is what a whole egos is merames to. In Chagiga, Taf Tazvav Mebez compares Talmid Chamim to egosim. What does it say? Egozeh, this knot. Afal pisha meluchloch betit ubitsoya. It's mamish, disgusting, full of schmutz, full of dirt on the outside. It's rolling in dirt. Ein mashe betocho nimas. But inside, it's pure and delicious and sweet and clean and not disgusting. All you have to do is crack off the shell. All you have to do is crack off the schmutz from the outside. And you get to the nut within. El ginas egos yiradati. Ginas gematria tamas, egos gematria chet, and gematria shivas betamas. But specifically, Gimarames to an egos, a nut. Because that's this man. On the outside, it's full of judgment, it's full of din. On the outside, the world is full of destruction. Just today and everything we've been going through. And the outside, we as well. On the outside, there are so many areas that need tikkun in our lives. And we have to be real about that. And when we reel about that, we understand that chet creates ein lo makom, or we have no place in this world even. We've destroyed our purpose in this world. But inside we're so pure, just like the nut inside the shell. Inside we're so full of kedusha. Inside we're so, our pnimios, our pintel liyid, can't be touched because we have a chelik elakami mal mamish inside us. The Tanya teaches us that's what our neshama is. That can't be touched. Can't be touched. And that reminds us. Therefore, of course I could do tshuva. Of course I could clean myself. Of course I could get back to where I'm supposed to be. Even if right now, ain lo makum, even if I've done sin and we should realize what we do. But I could do tshuva. And that's what this man is for. That's what Thomas is for. That's what Bein HaMetzarim is for. It's not just to be ba'avelus. It's to inspire the tshuva that we all need so that we could bring Geula. And when I was learning this Torah, I couldn't stop thinking about a story that I've shared before many times over the years. But I can't not, because I haven't stopped thinking about the story. Shlomo Karbach, he used to give a shiur in the Diamond District on 47th Street to all the big diamond dealers, big time, top. And one time at the end of the shiur, one of the big diamond dealers, he looks at Reb Shlomo and says, Rebbe, you're such a big Talmid Chacham, you have such incredible Torah to share. You're mechazik, so many people. He was makariv thousands and thousands of people, Reb Shlomo, by himself. He was a one-man kiruv show. Forget about all his incredible negunim and incredible stories. And he was a massive Talmud Chacham. He had smicha from Rav Aaron Cutler in Lakewood. Rav Aaron called Rav Moshe Feinstein once and said, I have the next Gadol Adar learning here in Lakewood. It was Reb Shlomo Karbach. Reb Shlomo decided after the loss of 6 million yidden in the Holocaust that he has to go and give over his life to Kiruv instead. And he went to learn by Lubavitch and by the Rebbe Zatzal. You wanted oil tonight? You want it? Anyway, so they asked him, Reb Shlomo, you're such a big Talmid Chacham, why do you spend so much time with the lowest individuals? Reb Shlomo was known. He would sit and talk to homeless men for hours, have them live in his house, go visit jail cells nonstop. Why are you spending so much time with the lowest individuals? So Shlomo Karbach said to him, he said, you're a diamond dealer, right? You know, if I show you $1 million diamond, you're going to know just by looking at it? He says, it's my expertise. What are you? Of course. So what about when it's right out of the mine? And it's full of schmutz, it's full of dirt, and it's dark, and it hasn't been carved yet, and hasn't been shined yet. And he says, Reb Shlomo, I see beyond that. I see the diamond in the rough. This is my expertise. This is my whole life. I can see beyond all the dirt. Shlomo says, I also see beyond the dirt. And I see the neshama within. I see the neshama that's shining. And sometimes, yeah, there's a lot of schmutz on the outside. And sometimes a lot that needs to be cleansed. But beyond that is mamish achelik ol kamimal. You know, chaver, that's what we have to think about ourselves. That's what we have to think about ourselves. We have it within us. Yes, we have to be honest and be real and take the inspiration of Tamas and recognize as man that not just if there's churban and there's no Beit Hamikdash, I sinned, I did wrong. And that sin have to be like a tshuva of a David HaMelech and a tshuva of a Reuven and saying, I've destroyed my place in this world. But I could do tshuva and I still have it within me. And I could bring back a tikkun to the world and bring back geula to the world. And I have to deeply believe in that. This past Sunday, Baruch Hashem had a bunch of simchas. An upsharing for Yonasan, Clara's son, which is very beautiful. And then like three or four l'chaims. One of the l'chaims was by Talmud, sometimes by Shir Shmuel Zachariah Marx. And his Kala, Rivka Furchter, very beautiful couple, very, very special couple. And I was there, so when I got there, we were dancing, it was very beautiful. Then I went into the back and I was looking to find all the different various family members, say Mazel Tov to the parents. And this man comes over to me, looked about my age, I don't know exactly how old. And he says to me, I know you from somewhere. I said, I don't know, maybe. And then he asked me if I'm friends with Arya Yudin and Ellie Brazil. I said, yeah, they're both very close friends of mine. He's telling me, I'm telling you, I know you from somewhere. Okay, maybe it could be Chesnesh. tells me his name, Micha Kaufman. It looks a little bit familiar, but I didn't know. I didn't place it. And he says to me, I want to tell you a story that you can share with your Talmidim. I'm telling you, Chevra, I've been shaking ever since. I've been trembling for the past week. I don't stop thinking about this story. This is the first time I'm sharing it. Maybe some of you know this already or know about this. I vaguely remember this. I don't. But he tells me that, I think it was about 2 years ago, he was in a horrible accident. And he was in Teaneck, and he was walking out of Bnei Yeshurun at night with another man, and they were hit by a car. And unfortunately, the other person was tragically killed. He was a man, I think, in his like 70s. And he was hit and in terrible shape. This Micha was in terrible shape. Like, really bad shape. Like, the family was told there's very, very, very little hope. And he tells me that he was in a coma for over 2 months. And still till today, he's daily goes to rehab all day. I asked him what he does with himself. He's in rehab still till today. And his mom is Nisim Gluyim. Nisim, you can look, go online, there's some videos about him. I went on afterwards. Nisim Gluyim, that he's alive, is tefillas and incredible just to see Mamish someone, Tchis Amesim. Mamish to see Tchis Amesim. I met this Yid who came over, it was the biggest chus in the world. But listen to what he told me. He says, this is what I want you to know. He says, Rabbi Cohen, I want you to know this. He says, when I woke up from my coma, and you could go online, you could see he could hardly walk, he had to be taught how to walk, everything, you name it. He says, when I woke up from my coma, the doctors, the nurses, they asked me if I knew who I was, if I knew my name, if I knew my parents' names, if I knew my wife's name. He says, I didn't know any of it. And every single day, they'd tell me, they'd teach me my name, and then later they'd ask me again, I wouldn't know. For like 2 weeks straight, this was going on. Mamish didn't know my own name. I didn't know my wife's name. I didn't know my parents' names. I didn't know anything. It was a traumatic injury. Nisim Gluyim, go talk to him now. Mamish, incredible. It's incredible to see. Listen to what he tells me. He says, but every day during those same 2 weeks that I didn't know my name, I would ask for tefillin and daven. Every day. That I'd ask for tefillin and I'd daven. You see, b'chitzonius, for whatever reason, Hashem like took away for his time being his chitzonius. He didn't know his name. He didn't know who he was. But his essence, his neshama was so alive the whole time, not for a moment. And therefore, he didn't even know his name. But tefillah, but tefillin, how can I not connect? That I need. Because it's there. Like that, you can't take that away from a yid. It's there. It's there. I haven't stopped shaking since he told me this. And that's for each and every one of us to know. To be honest and real, to know that we need to fix. If we're going through Bein HaMitzarim again, that we're entering into Shiva's of Batamas, we're entering into Zman, as the Shevi Yetzirah says, of Ches and Tes of Chet. We have to understand that the Beis Yaakov teaches us that we have to be real about what we've done wrong and realize the destruction in that. But at the same time, recognize that deep inside, I'm full of Kedusha. Deep inside, I'm shining. Deep inside, I'm that diamond that Reb Shlomo Karbach was able to see in every single person. And I'm that same person. And I just have to wipe away the exterior and wipe away that which is a little shmutz, and I'll shine again. And that's, we have that. We have inside, I'm Vanis Vilasi. Vanis Vilasi. That's who I am, my essence. I don't even know my name. Vanis Vilasi. I'm Tefila. My Tefila is my Ratz. My Tefila is my oneness with Hashem. That Micha Kaufman, that's each and every one of us. So as we enter into Zman, Halavai already, this whole Shir should just be in this Chus that even on Sunday we'll already be dancing in Yerushalayim HaKadosh. But if we have to go through Bein HaMitzarim again, we have to go through Bein HaMitzarim again. Let's do it right this year. And not just do the halachos, and not just feel a little bit sad of the avelos. But it should trigger the tshuva of this man, the tikkun of this man, to realize the chait that creates ein lo makom in this world, and to shine again. And if we shine again, He'll shine again. Amen.